Hi, welcome to Her Soul Purpose Show, helping women heal from pregnancy loss by encouraging, inspiring, finding purpose in the pain. I'm your host, Chrissy Addis. So I hope you all are doing wonderful and had a wonderful 4th of July. You were able to spend some good quality time with family, friends, or your spouse. My husband and I went hiking and relaxed for the rest of the day. And it was a really, really nice break in the middle of the week. It threw my week off a little, but it was nice to have my husband home with me in the middle of the week for a full day. So that was fun. I am going to put a disclaimer and forewarn you that I am currently dog sitting. So you may or may not every once in a while in the background hear my dog and the dog we're dog sitting bark and play and whatnot. So just FYI that may be a possibility. So I wanted to hop on here and do a quick bonus segment on infertility. So I had a hard time sleeping last night. I just tossed and turned and kept going into deep thoughts about things. And I finally put on some praise and worship music and just laid in bed listening to my headphones and just allowing God to minister to my spirit. And I was having a hard time sleeping because we had lunch with a close friend of ours yesterday afternoon, and he spoke some life into us and just kind of prophesied over health and having a baby and prophesied that we would have a son. And my sister has said the same thing, that she believes that we are going to give her a nephew. And so I think just in the hustle and bustle of trying to get my body ready for pregnancy and getting my hormones balanced, because I do have PCOS, just kind of having that spoken over us just kind of brought reality to the possibility of either getting pregnant or not getting pregnant. And I guess I was leaning more on the not getting pregnant. Like, what would that do? How would that break my heart again? And then even getting pregnant, and what if I miscarried again? And just having all of these fears and doubts running through my head. And sometimes God keeps us awake at night so he can minister to us. And at first I was really annoyed that I couldn't go back to sleep. But then when I realized I needed that time with him, I needed to just lay in his presence, I began to be thankful for being awakened and kept up, because I needed to be reminded of who I am in him and the promises that he has given us in his word. And, you know, throughout scripture, we are told that children are a blessing. Children are a way that the Lord blesses his people. And we're reminded that parenthood is a gift. It's a gift from God. And so when I've seen that and I've heard that, I've oftentimes asked myself, well, what did I do to not be blessed with children? Why am I not worthy of that blessing? And as I was going through these thoughts and questions, God gently reminded me of his grace and his mercy, and that it's for all of us. It's for me. And that my ways are not his ways, and his ways are not my ways. And his timing is certainly not my timing. And so I just wanted to hop on here and remind you ladies of that, anybody that's going through infertility, My husband and I miscarried when we were on Clomid, which is a fertility drug. And we decided to get off of that medicine shortly after the miscarriage. We decided that that was not the way we wanted to get pregnant. And so we decided to not try any alternative medicines as far as that goes. Now, I'm not sure what you all know or think about acupuncture, but that is something that we're going to try. And I've done some research on it. And, you know, it's one of those gray areas with Christians. Some Christians don't believe in it and others think it's okay. And we prayed about it and talked about it and discussed it with our doctor and decided that it's a route that we are going to try. But that is that's going to be the extent of alternative medicine that we're going to try, where we're not going to do IVF or anything like that. And not that we think any of that stuff is wrong. We don't. We just believe it's not for us. And so this is what I wanted to talk to you about today. If you're battling infertility, just remember that, number one, remember that children are a blessing. They are living proof that God's mercy extends to us sinful people. It's proof that He trusts us with His children. He trusts us to raise them and to love them and to care for them. And if He has placed that desire in your heart, there is a way, and He will make a way. And what I wanted to talk to you about was to make sure that you're opening up to Him, that you're not dead set on having a child your way or only naturally through you. And remember that there are other options. And my husband and I had a look at our other options and pray about it and allow God to speak to us and tell us that He will bless us with a child, but it's not in our plan or in His plan for us to do IVF or Clomid or metformin or any other kind of hormone medicine out there, fertility medicine out there. And so, you know, we prayed about this one last go about trying to conceive naturally. And but we also know that God has called us to adopt. And so for me, I know that even if I don't get pregnant, of course, it's going to be heartbreaking. It's going to be sad. It's going to feel bad. I'm going to feel bad. There's no other way to say it. I will feel bad, and I'll probably mourn that. However, I know that children are a blessing, and God will bless my husband and I with the gift of parenting and the gift of children through adoption. And so that's my plea to you, if you're listening to this and going through infertility, is to lean into God and talk to Him and ask Him which plan and which direction is right for you and what He wants for you. It might be IVF. It might be a different kind of fertility med. It might be adoption. It might be surrogacy. It might be any of those things, but lean into Him, ask Him, seek Him, close off, shut down your own plan, and know that God's ways are always better. They're always better. Don't fight what He's guiding you. And I feel very strongly about that, because I know women who fought and fought tooth and nail the option of adoption, and they just fought that. They fought it, and they went through thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and lots of heartache and stress on their body doing IVF, only to, at the end of it all, finally surrender to God. And now they have beautiful children through adoption and cannot believe that they waited so long to surrender their plans to Him and to just accept what He had for them, because their children are the most precious, amazing things in their lives, and they can't believe they were shut off from that gift. So just remember that every child is a gift from God. And there are so many children out there that are abandoned, that are craving a parent just as much as you are craving a child. And so just remember that there are other options. And, you know, I'm obviously pro-adoption because we've been called to adopt. And so I am going to speak highly of adoption. However, there are other options out there. You know, there are alternative medicines, and only you and your spouse and God know what is best for you and what He wants for you. And so all I'm saying is to just lean into that plan of His, and don't be turned away, and just know that He is good and He loves you. He gives the childless woman a household, making her the joyful mother of children. Psalm 113:9. He gives the childless woman a household, making her a joyful mother of children. Don't give up, friend. Don't give up. I know it's hard. Trust me. I know I'm walking that path with you right now. We have gone through miscarriage, infertility, and no children still. And it's hard. It's hard. My husband and I are talking about how we're about to hit 4 years of marriage soon. And we thought we would have a child by now. But it's okay, because again, God's ways are not our ways. He has a plan for us, and it's going to be in His timing and in His way and with His child. You see, we pray for our child right now, the one that we're going to adopt, or the ones that we're going to adopt. We lift them up in prayer. We lift the mother up in prayer, and we pray over her and just ask God to continue to guide her and to just watch over her health. Whoever she is, we don't know who she is, but God does. God does. And we don't know if we're adopting a baby or if that baby's already born and we'll adopt him or her as a toddler. And we are leaving all of that up to God. We have surrendered all of that to Him. And sure, we have desires and ideas and vision of what we feel it's going to look like, but we still realize that it might be completely different than what God truly has for us. And I do believe He does open up vision to us slowly but surely. He opens up to us what He feels we're prepared to view. And so just stay faithful, friend. Stay hopeful. Rest in Him. Psalms 62:5-6 tells us to rest in God alone, my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be shaken. So rest in Him, friend. Know that He is good. He loves you. He is powerful. He has placed the desires in your heart. And He's going to continue to guide you. So be courageous in this walk and on this journey and know that He's got you. I'm going to end with Joshua 1:9. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous, friend. Be strong and courageous on this road. Know that He has a plan for you and that children are a gift and He loves to give beautiful gifts to His beautiful children. So stay strong in that and know that there's hope. I am praying for you and I'm standing on this journey with you. We've got this, girlfriend. We've got this. So you guys have a great day. Know that the Lord is with you and He loves you. And feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on all social media outlets. You can look for Chrissy Addis, CRYSSIE, or Her Soul Purpose. Find me, message me. Send me a prayer request if you have any prayer requests. I want you to know that you're not alone. This podcast is about bringing community. And that's one thing I love about social media is it allows you to put faces with one another and to communicate and connect. And that's what my hope is with all of this is to bring community. It's a hard road. Battling infertility, going through miscarriage. It's a hard road, and it's important that we know we are not alone in this. So find me on social media, and you can also find me at www.hersoulpurpose.org, and let's connect. I am also a certified life coach, and I specialize in pregnancy loss and grief. So if you are in need of a grief coach during this time, reach out to me. Let's connect. And I look forward to helping you on this journey. Love you, friend. Bye.